Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 28 of the Bob Bloom Show, Threading the Process. Today is Friday, August 1st, 2025. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP serverless, published on the first of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 28. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. A dominant feature of serverless is scale. When I think of scale, I think of more workers. I think of more pods. I think of more instances. I think of more resources. What never occurred to me was extracting more efficiency from PHP internals. But that's exactly where my serverless journey has taken me. The idea is that there is a mechanism within PHP that enables us to run multiple things at the same time. It's really tempting to use the word concurrent here to say that there's a mechanism within PHP that enables us to run things concurrently, but I'm not sure this term really has a universal meaning and that I am using it in the very hard technical meaning. Also, am I looking at the Go language? I have seen the phrase, concurrency is not parallelism, enough times to ward me off both terms. Besides, I know I don't grasp the basics here. That's why I'm here doing this episode. I also don't feel any guilt that I don't really get what a process is. Now, there was a time when I had an opportunity to be a full-time C developer, and I said no. And the huge attraction of PHP was that it's a high-level language. I didn't have to directly manage hardware to do anything. Now, I had what I would call my low-level phase. It was a long time ago, and I'm sure it's laughable to hear it, and I'm obviously dating myself, but the disk operating system known as DOS was the underlying operating system of the day, and DOS talked to all the hardware. That was its job, and I learned it deeply. Now, a big reason I took an interest in learning its ins and outs was to become proficient at diagnosing and fixing problems. A lot of times, there's nobody else. Workplace or wherever, I was the one people came to. What's going on? Now, this included how storage drives worked. Do you remember when defragmentation was a thing? I took to PHP for three main reasons. It was similar to the language I used in my first year comps on minor half course, so it felt familiar right off the bat to me. PHP is a high-level language, and at the time, it was the primary language, the up-and-coming primary language for doing websites. But I don't want to manage memory. If I never see the term memory register ever again, I wouldn't be upset. And I have the same attitude to the term network packet. Low-level programming, networks, server management, it just is not intrinsically interest me. I will learn what I need to learn, but that's it. The PHP is a major language for both request and non-request processing. And the non-request stuff, APIs, backend processes, queues, that's a huge impetus for looking at PHP's low-level roots for efficiencies. A big payoff for such efficiencies is there's no extra cost in implementing them. I know this. I understand this. I get that there's a natural inclination to take a look at PHP's low-level roots. I get that there is a solid, fundamental reason for the PHP Foundation to officially back a PHP app server. In fact, it's my own inability to understand Frank and PHP that ultimately brought me back to that basic question, what is a process? I will never forget that what got me into PHP internals was serverless. The thing that proclaimed itself as abstracting away server stuff was the exact thing that got me into PHP builds from source. Something I had explicitly and consciously avoided for two odd decades, give or take. PHP is not a Lambda native language, so I got into cooking up my own PHP runtimes for Lambda. Now, something that reinforced my own personal urgency to get to bedrock with what is a process is that Laravel framework has a new concurrency Illuminate package. The first commit was 11 months ago. It uses the Illuminate process package, which itself looks pretty new on as well. The composer.json's first commit was 2 years ago. There's also an Illuminate concurrency package whose composer.json's first commit was 11 months ago. There's an interesting exception on line 52 of concurrencymanager.php saying, please install the spati-fork composer package in order to utilize the fork driver. The readme for this package, for the spati fork package, the readme for this package describes it as, this package makes it easy to run PHP concurrently. Behind the scenes, concurrency is achieved by forking the main PHP process to one or more child tasks. The terminology. Concurrency, fork, process, child task. My eyes glaze over. It doesn't fork pertain to Git? Please note that the readme to the spati fork fork package has a nice link to a video. That is, a link to a very good video you should watch. The package requires the PHP extension PCNTL, process control. And a quote from the PHP.net page for process control extension, process control support in PHP implements the Unix style of process creation, program execution, signal handling, and process termination. Process control should not be enabled within a web server. Unexpected results may happen if you use the process control functions in a web server environment. This documentation is intended to explain the general usage of each of the process control functions. For detailed information about Unix process control, you are encouraged to consult your system admin documentation, including fork, wait PID, and signal, or a comprehensive reference such as Advanced Programming in the Unix Environment by W. Richard Stevens. And that is how I came to reading the classic textbook, Advanced Programming in the Unix Environment. Which language is this textbook using for advanced programming? Yes, it is C. What language is PHP written in? C. It does seem to be coming full circle here. It turns out that a process fundamentally involves hardware and the operating system, and to a degree, the program. All comes together. The OS, the hardware, the program. I can see why I was confused, but the key thing to understand, at least the way I see it, is that process is memory, not storage memory, not the SSD memory. It is RAM. Random access memory, from section 1.6. A program is an executable file residing on disk. A program is read into memory and executed by the kernel by an exec function, and that exec function is Unix. An executing instance of a program is called a process. Unix guarantees that every process has a unique numeric identifier called the process ID, a non-negative integer. I need a definition of the definition. The key phrase here is read into memory. A program is read into memory. The dev writes the program in C. It's compiled into an executable. The executable just sits on the SSD. you want to run it, if you want to run that program sitting on SSD, well, you have to get that SSD into memory, then you have to run it. Now, the way I see it, Unix is doing a shit ton of accounting to keep track of the memory. And the textbook goes into all that wonderful detail. Now, what comes to mind when I hear the word process, my understanding, and the understanding of a Unix process, they're two different things. Merriam-Webster defines process as a series of actions leading to a result. But the way I see it, the elemental thing about a Unix process is not what's running, it's that it's using a chunk of memory. The textbook says that an executing instance of a program is called a process, but I find this so unsatisfying. I personally want the definition of process to explicitly include memory. Process fundamentally includes RAM. Leaving out the RAM, or just implying it, means that process is really about the program that's running inside the memory. But as the textbook enumerates in gory detail, there's a lot of memory management going on because the program runs in memory. A program runs, then it stops running. That program ran in a physical chunk of memory. When the program stops running, that physical chunk of memory is available for another program. And Unix handles all that accounting so that the physical chunk of memory is available for another program. Otherwise, your RAM, you'd have to, I guess, reboot all the time, which sometimes feels like we have to do. The process ID also becomes available. But the way they have it, they tend not to reuse a process ID because us humans might associate a specific process ID number with a specific executing program, even though if it's not running anymore. There are three primary process control functions in Unix: execcexec, waitpid, and fork. Okay. Laravel's concurrency illuminate package has that exception message. Please install the Shpatie fork composer package in order to utilize the fork driver. And the fork package description says achieved by forking the main PHP process. So now I see the word fork in the classic textbook, which makes me feel a lot better. On page 46 of the textbook says, we call fork to create a new process, which is a copy of the caller process. We see that the caller is the parent and the newly created process is the child. And then fork returns the non-negative process ID of the new child process to the parent and returns zero to the child. Fork creates a new process. The combination of a fork followed by an exec is what some operating systems call spawning a new process. Unix spawn is separated into the individual fork and exec functions. So a fork is not just a copy of a process. Fork is a child of a process. The process that creates the fork is the parent. The process that is copied is called a child. The parent process waits for the child process to terminate. This is done by calling waitpid, specifying the child process's ID. The most fundamental limitation of a child process is that we cannot pass arguments to the child process. The example in the Shpatie fork package README has the same program running, but each time the program runs, it has its own data. I'm taking it as a given that having Linux copy the process instead of having each thing running in its own new parent process is faster, which he demonstrates in the video. Again, a massive caveat is that this pertains only to CLI. I have to admit, as interesting as this fork thing is, when I read about threads in the textbook, my interest really peaked because I'm not really familiar with this term fork in a Unix context, but boy, I've come across the term thread a lot over the years. And on page 46, the textbook says that threads were invented later. Threads were added to Unix long after the process model was established. So threads and processes have complicated interactions. Okay, threads were invented later after processes. Chapter 11 on page 545 is about threads. In the introduction, it says that a limited amount of sharing can occur between related processes. Okay, that probably explains how Shpaty's example can use a different index number in each child process. Okay. With multiple threads of control, we can design programs to do more than one thing at a time within a single process. I need to go back to page 46 for a key concept, threads within a process. Here's the quote. Thread ID are local to a process. A thread ID from one process has no meaning in another process. Thread IDs refer to specific threads within a process. Here's the full passage. All the threads within a process share the same address space, file descriptor, stacks, and process-related attributes. Because they can access the same memory, the threads need to synchronize access to shared data among themselves to avoid inconsistencies. As with processes, threads are identified by IDs. Thread IDs, however, are local to a process. A thread ID from one process has no meaning in another process. We use thread IDs to refer to specific threads as we manipulate the threads within a process. Functions to control threads parallel those used to control processes. Because threads were added to the Unix system long after the process model was established, however, the thread model and the process model have some complicated interactions. A huge issue with threads can be sharing data. On page 545, everything within a process is shareable among the threads in a process, including the text of the executable program, the program's global and heap memory, the stacks, and the file descriptors. My immediate goal for the classic advanced programming in the Unix environment is to get a bedrock understanding of the basic question that has been bothering me for a while: what is a process? I succeeded. I have formulated my own answer as the chunk of random access memory. I know there's a program running in the chunk because that's the point of a process. The point of a process is to execute a program. However, to me, process is a noun, not a verb. The thing is the memory, not the program running inside it. That there is such a thing as a child process is just a bonus thing to learn. Fits in perfectly with the Shpaty package and with the process control PHP extension. But I was not explicitly looking to answer the question, what is a fork, but I'm very happy. I'm ecstatic to read about threads in this classic text. Just knowing that threads are inside of a process is a big help. There's a lot more to this book. I will be reading it in my downtimes. I'm sure to be referring to it as I go along. I have not seen the last of this fabulous text, but I'm just becoming familiar with it. I took a second look at FrankenPHP and was just as confounded with it as I was during my first look. I then decided to get a basic education that I sensed is sorely needed, which brought me to the textbook. In next month's episode, I'm taking a third look at FrankenPHP in the hopes that I can make heads or tails out of it. Thank you for listening to this 28th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Threading the Process. My next podcast episode is scheduled for September 1st, 2025. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.